Thank you. It is the Arts and Crafts Fall Festival coming up Saturday, October 11th at Bloomer Elementary. And they're providing scholarships to women in need, student scholarships, and all sorts of improvement projects led by the Bloomer Women's Club. It's Saturday, October 11th, 9 to 2 o'clock. It's CFW and Eddie Money now.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line. He took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and he charged the people $1 and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line. Fucking lie. Hey, now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie.
Listen, late last night, I heard the screen door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot.
'90s and more for Chippewa Falls, 105.7 CFW.
Living in the wild, wild west.
1057 CFW. It's Aaron in for Jay, and we've got some congratulations in order. Shout out to our friend Ruth in Chautauqua and Sherry from Owen. Winners in our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Another keyword coming up just after 7 o'clock on CFW.
'90s and more. 105.7.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as it crossed the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing. I
life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning to fly.
Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Laura McKenna with her Movie Monday. If you missed the review, you got to check it out. WCFW.FM. She is catching up on all the films and giving us some inspiration as to what to watch this weekend. WCFW.FM.
Finishing the workday with Jay Roberts and the Valley's fun music.
See you tomorrow.
105.7 CFW. To go for the green and gold with 105.7 CFW.
Oh my God,
listen to CFW each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app. Then listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.7 CFW. Sponsored locally by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, home of the lightest camper, ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
When it comes to barbecue, you want the best. Best beef brisket? Carl's Barbecue Express. Best fall-off-the-bone ribs? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best, most tender pulled pork? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best barbecue in the Chippewa Valley? Carl's Barbecue Express. Bring the whole family and dine in at 1410 South Hastings Way in Eau Claire. Have it delivered or have Carl's cater your wedding or next event. And watch social media for Carl's Twisted and Carl's Barbecue food truck locations. Check out the menu and more at carlsbbqexpress.com.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Now's the perfect time to stock up on gift certificates from your favorite local restaurants. They make the perfect stocking stuffers and give you a head start on your holiday shopping. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Healthcare organizations across Wisconsin are now offering the updated COVID-19 vaccine. As colder weather settles in across the state and people spend more time indoors, respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are likely to become more common again. Major pharmacy chains have already received the updated vaccine, and now organizations like UW Health are scheduling appointments for residents. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers also recently issued an executive order to ensure the COVID vaccine remains available for all residents and is covered through insurance. A proposed bill seeking to crack down on people falsely misrepresenting their pets as service animals was heard in a state assembly committee this week. The legislation would implement a $500 fine for providing false documentation to obtain a service animal. It could also fine healthcare providers who prescribe an emotional support animal to patients who have been in their care for less than 30 days. Critics of the legislation say enforcing the law would be especially challenging due to concerns over legal troubles with privacy. The Pierce County Board of Supervisors officially approved maintaining the county's library funding at their last meeting. County library directors had requested an increase in reimbursement contributions from the statutory minimum of 70% to 95%. Because the county no longer provides direct library services, it's required to reimburse public libraries as well as making payments to out-of-county libraries for the services they provide. The board voted to maintain the previously approved 90% for county libraries and 70% for out-of-county libraries. Another candidate has entered the 7th Congressional District field following Congressman Tom Tiffany's decision to run for governor. Former Wisconsin State Legislator Fred Clark officially launched his campaign for the seat on Wednesday. In his announcement, Clark highlighted his experience as a rural legislator and conservation leader and plans to focus on rebuilding the rural economy, expanding healthcare access, and protecting farms and forests. Jesse Eben is still the only Republican candidate to announce a run for the seat thus far. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
CFW. Now, time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand.
Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't keep enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
This could be love, because I had the time of my life. I never felt
time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope it'll be you.
Glad you found us on your radio at 105.7 FM and on the free Civic Media app. The Chippewa Valley relaxes with
getting ready for the greatest hits of the 80s and 90s at Throwback Nation Radio with Tony Lorino. It's coming up just after 7 o'clock. Tony always having some fun giveaways, too, so be ready for those. And before I step out of here, another chance for you to win in our Go for the Greeting Gold multi-state text-to-win contest. Sponsored by Chippewa Valley Outdoors. That keyword I will give you just after 7 o'clock.
Relax, don't duet when you wanna go duet.
90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
WCFW FM and